Welcome to the Sober Rebel Bite Size series for January. This episode is no more than 20 minutes, and there will be one a day throughout the month of January. I've been doing this podcast now for nearly 2 years, and in that time I've spoken to so many amazing guests. So I thought it would be a lovely idea this month to revisit some of the highlights of those conversations every day throughout January to keep you focused on why you're doing this. Welcome to the end of your first week and day 7. This episode is with Fran, and it's a bite-sized piece for you to listen to from the 31st of October 23. Fran talks about the clarity she experiences in sobriety and the pride that returned to her, how she enjoys every day. She talks about the fact there was a fog that sort of sat over her life, that she would find herself second-guessing thanks to alcohol. And now in sobriety, she knows what the goal is, she has a strong sense of direction and focus. It's absolutely transformed her mindset. And she touches on the subject of being a sober extrovert, because a lot of people will talk about drinking to bring out the extrovert in them. So it's a really interesting take on sobriety as an extrovert. I hope you enjoy it. What's your first one?
So I'd probably say clarity and focus. Those two things are huge. Well, they're two wrapped up in one, I guess. I guess when you take away that fog that alcohol added, the complete disarray of emotions and thoughts, that's now been transformed into very clear, concise thinking. I don't second guess myself. I'm not constantly at a mental battle of what to do every day. Should I? Why did I? Blame, self-ridicule. You know, that's been eliminated, and it's kind of been replaced with this very tremendous feeling of, I know what the goal is. And I'm not saying everything's clear, but I've just got a very strong sense of direction and control in my life that I didn't have when I was drinking. It's actually saying I'm going to do something and doing it. And, you know, that focus, it's knowing that I actually want something from my life. And to be honest, like where I'm heading, like in terms of career and stuff and what I spend my time doing, a lot of it is wrapped up in my sobriety. My sobriety is responsible for it, because it's just transformed my mindset and what I care about now. You know, before, I'd say I was very much coasting along day to day, looking forward aimlessly. It didn't feel aimless at the time, because it never does. You know, you think that going to the gym and going to the job, that gives you structure, that gives you focus. But these are just, they were things that just used to occur in a schedule. But when I talk about focus now, it's really looking in at the future and thinking, like, how am I going to attain those goals and stick to them? And I'm able to do that, I guess, because I wake up clear and I wake up without the fogginess. Like, it's transformed, I guess, just my mindset a lot. We all have bad days, but if I have a bad day, it's because something has happened, or it's not because I know that there's this deep lie surfacing around everywhere.
That's so interesting again, because you say you didn't drink every day and yet you felt that fogginess as a drinker, whereas I think people would assume that you're going to feel that fogginess if you drink every day because you're waking up with a bit of a bad head and a hangover and everything else. But alcohol stays in your system. It stays in your body. Your body has to process it. And in that learning about alcohol that we've both done on this sobriety journey, you learn how much it's impacting your thinking, your ability to feel joy. Your whole life is being impacted. And then, of course, you've got that anxiety that sits underneath, down to the chemical reaction in your body and brain. So it was affecting you, you felt, even when you weren't drinking.
Yeah, and it's so important that you've brought this up. Like, you've literally taken the words from my mouth, because that's the concept that I'd had before, that alcohol only affected me when I was drunk and hungover. But it was so different to that. Like, obviously, my hangovers would last 2 days. then I'd have no energy. I would just want to eat and lay on the sofa, feel depressed. And then the next, you have those 4 days to recover, but then you do the whole thing again. So really, my mind was never clear the way it is now, if I'm completely honest. And you mentioned about the not drinking every day. And it's so interesting because even now, when I speak to people and they say, yeah, I used to have like a bottle of wine each night or maybe a few glasses. There was one stage of my life that I did that. And I was about 26 and I was drinking 2 bottles of wine a night. And I did that for about maybe a year or 6 months or something. I can't remember. But, and I put on a lot of weight. And then I don't know how I fell out of that habit, but that I never did that apart from that period. And do you know what it was, if I'm completely honest? It was that I couldn't probably trust myself with my job to have that one bottle. I was more of an excessive drinker. And if I'd had those 2 bottles with the job I was doing, I was scared that I would just call in sick. I wouldn't be able to have my job. So the weekend was like the safe time to do it. You know what I mean? And maybe I would have done, but a bottle a night wouldn't have worked for me. I want to know that I don't have to wake up and do anything tomorrow and I can still go out if I wanted to. So I didn't realize how cloudy I was until coming out, thinking now how I feel. We're aware of every, if I have like a muscle pain or a headache, I'm so acutely aware of my body and my mind now, which I wasn't when I was drinking. And we do underplay it a lot, but it was just horrendous, the fogginess, even though I didn't drink every day.
And you're right. I mean, we're both just recovering from this awful virus, this awful cold that's been going around. And it's really reminiscent of drinking and hangovers and that kind of foggy feeling in your head. And I can't now, I hate feeling ill. I've got no tolerance for feeling ill these days. I'm sober. I deserve to feel amazing.
Yeah, exactly. It wipes you out a little bit. And like you said, it can remind you of the hangover, of the staying in bed and just the complete lack of energy. Yeah, it's not nice, but then I mean, coming back from the holiday and feeling quite low, and I've had like a few stuff going on like in my personal life, and then getting sick. It was all these things at once, but I did have to be grateful at the end of it that look, I'm just going through a bit of a rough patch, but I'm sober through it. So that is the main thing. And there's not really a pressure. I will get back into the swing of things. Like next week, I know everything's going to be fine. And having that confidence, which I wouldn't have had if I was drinking, because I wouldn't be able to differentiate whether it was actually sickness or whether it was induced from heavy nights. Or now I know that this is my body's telling me something. Whereas before, I wouldn't listen to it. To be honest, I would drink through sickness.
So what about your handle? And this is something I wanted to ask you about, is your Instagram handle is the Sober Extrovert. So talk about that for me, the fact that you're a naturally an extroverted person. You mentioned that drinking makes you even more extroverted.
I am extroverted to the core. I mean, it's one of those things where I think I'm going to start going to or just doing a bit more research about extroversion because I have this conversation with my mum all the time. I don't know why or how I'm like this. And it's interesting meeting and speaking to people that are introverted because we literally differ so much in terms of the way that we not connect, but the way that I thrive in situations with people. Like even having this conversation with you, I'm in my element because I love expression. I love talking to people. I just get like a buzz from it. The same as like I do poetry events and I perform my poems and that's obviously creative and obviously it's my own work, so I'm passionate about it. But being in those situations, like when I come out of them, I feel like it's probably the only way I could equate to that's really replaced my drinking. Whereas I thought I needed alcohol to be extroverted, to be my big personality or talk or connect with people, it was actually just me all along. And alcohol really made me just horrendous, Louisa. Like, you know, I wasn't like a mean person or anything, but being someone who naturally is extroverted, who likes talking, likes going up to people, isn't intimidated by groups, but kind of like absorbs that atmosphere and takes it in as energy, add alcohol to that situation. I mean, I couldn't stop motor mouth and intrusive, and it just wasn't a good look, basically, because it just amplified it, this need for expression. And I think even with introverts, a lot of people say that a lot of the reason for drinking was to come out of their shell.
Yeah.
So I guess in my case, it was coming more out of a shell that was out already. It just really wasn't a good combination for me.
We're sold the idea that alcohol boosts confidence. Isn't that like in all the adverts? And so introverts use it to boost their confidence, to be extroverted and to do the social events. Whereas we're both extroverts. I would say the same. I would just gab on. Oh my God, talking bollocks, you know, absolute. Like you say, as you drink more, the social awareness disappears and you start to, you know, you may be talking over people or you're not really listening or you can't hear properly. And we certainly don't need alcohol. Alcohol's a hindrance, I think, when you're a real extrovert. Definitely. Because it's like a recharging. When you were talking about the poetry and things like that and doing those events and talking to people, it's like your batteries being recharged when you're an extrovert. You feel deflated when you spend too much time on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got this really good analogy that I heard somewhere and I'm going to share it with you. It's so the difference between introverts and extroverts, if you think of it in this way, is that an extrovert wakes up in the morning with no coins. And as you go throughout the day and the more that you engage and have conversations and interactions with people, you collect a gold coin everywhere you go so that when you sleep, you end up with, like, let's say 5 or 10 or however many gold coins. Whereas an introvert starts the day with the 5 coins and having to overshare or be in too many situations that they don't feel comfortable in, they give a coin away. It can end up leaving them feeling like overexerted or... I always think of it in that way. Like I have a joke with my partner and he says, you're stealing all my coins.
You're a coin thief.
Yeah, no, literally he calls me that. You know, I've just never been any different.
So let's move on to your second benefit of sobriety. Over to you.
Okay, so my second one, this is a few things wrapped up in one, but it's kind of that feeling of feeling proud of myself, feeling that sense of accomplishment, that joy, fulfillment. Those feelings are something that was so absent in my life as a drinker. And, you know, we always hear this talk about the differentiation between joy and happiness. And I won't go into that now, but it's not temporary for me anymore. You know, I'm not chasing these temporary highs through alcohol or, you know, I guess that you get your endorphins and dopamine from the gym and doing things, but I'd say that my life is just surrounded and my routine is surrounded with things that are good for me and things that are going to help me grow and help me achieve what I want to. I guess it is just a feeling of fulfillment and feeling that, wow, I've actually done this. You know, for anyone that's listening or that anyone that's had maybe a similar journey or that understands how much alcohol really can be at the forefront of everything, to take it away is an immense accomplishment. And I felt defeated, powerless. Like that really was the very essence of what alcohol made me feel about myself. So my whole self-image was wrapped up in this guilt and this horrible feeling of knowing that I'm not accomplishing or doing what I'm meant to do. And I didn't know what that was, but I wasn't using, if I had 100%, I was giving probably 10% of that. I was never going to reach my full potential. And it's not about having the best career or, you know, I'm not talking about money or, you know, the ideal relationship. I'm talking about like myself, my worth. I never really believed in myself, if I'm truly honest. And you don't know that you don't at the time. You know, today I can say that I am utilizing what I have to the best of my ability. And that makes me feel like immensely proud. And you know, to be honest with you, Louisa, if somebody asks what the greatest accomplishment in my life is, like, it is definitely my sobriety. It means so much to me because I never thought I'd make it past 2-3 weeks. You know, 2 months to me was crazy. So to know that I'm responsible for that, that I've made this decision, like, it's given me a boost, a real boost, that's not laced with a drug or, you know, something that's just been given to me that elevates my mood. It is real. And I think that that differentiation is so big for me because I always had very false senses of elevation. Everything was just, oh, exciting and fun. And, oh, I'm going to do great tomorrow and I've got a new job. But is it really that great when you have no idea how long it's going to last for? It's just always, it was always temporary. So yeah, the fulfillment comes from knowing that I'm, I guess, going in a direction that I like and that I can be proud of, which is amazing when you haven't felt that for most of your life.
If you'd like to listen to the whole episode, then head back to the 31st of October 23 on your podcast timeline and look for Fran. And just to remind you, if you head to my website, louisaevans.com, you will find the Sober Resilience course, where you can use code RESILIENCE544 to get a massive 30% off. It's not just focused on sobriety. These are tools that you can use for any area of your life. You'll also find a range of hypnosis recordings on so many subjects, from confidence boosting through to enjoying exercise or finding weight loss easy, alongside ones to support your sobriety. If you use the code SOBERREBEL, all one word, you'll be able to buy one, get one free on all of those recordings. And again, I'll remind you, it's an amazing way to reprogram some of those deep-rooted beliefs around alcohol and to enjoy the process, or around anything else that you're working on. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of my guests over this last couple of years for their openness and honesty. And the podcast will be back in its regular fortnightly slot very shortly. Have a great day.